In Psalm 23, one of the phrases used by the psalmist, who happens to be David, who wrote that psalm, he said this of the God of heaven. He said, God, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Now, back in April, I was in that region of the world, which was the region of Israel, where David made those comments. And to this day, there are shepherds still active in that region of the world, still using the rod and staff, just as David, who was a shepherd boy, did. If you know anything about the rod, it was used and still is used today to ward off dangerous, potentially life-threatening animals. Well, if those are the terms used of God by David, that is, God drives off or wards off life-threatening things from us, then does it not make logical sense that God's pastors, called shepherds in the Bible, must do the same thing? So, Sam, my point is this. If a pastor has the attitude that he would not or should not use any implement, including a gun, to protect his congregation or himself, is that a correct view of things for a man who's called to be a shepherd of God's flock?
No, Dave, it's not. One of the things that you find throughout Scripture is that anyone in a position of authority, meaning they have people who they're responsible to, leading, guiding, however that may be, that is mother and father in a home. That is an employer in an employee in a company setting. It is a civil government authority, but it's also clearly the pastor in the church. One of the things I found in my study of Scripture is that really all of those in a position of authority share a lot of basic responsibilities before God. Leading, parents are to lead. Employers are to lead. Pastors to lead. They are to teach. They are to instruct. But one of them is also to protect. That's the very nature of how God has set up all authority structure. So, Dave, anyone who fails to do that is no different than if they fail to teach, or they fail to lead, or they fail, in this case, to protect. They all go together at God's design, because that's really what God himself does. That's what Jesus Christ came to do for those who follow him. And it's really the model we are to follow. So, yes, Dave, anyone who forsakes any of those basic responsibilities, including that matter of protecting, is violating a God-given command for the positions they occupy.